I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
It's time for Dirt and Sprague.
I've never been on live television before, but apparently sometimes I don't watch the news.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
Because I'm a kid, and apparently Grandpa just gives me the remote after we watch the Powerball.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
We'll probably sit around and cook some soups and eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
The Fan.
I can't keep on losing you over complications.
Hey, let's do this. Getting fat and sassy on a Wednesday. Thanks for being with us on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan. Statter story coming up in a little over 10 minutes. By the way, I will take any suggestions. Okay, I'm not going to remember this tomorrow or Friday. Any suggestions of people that they'd like to hear co-host with me next week?
Oh, celebrity guest.
55305.
Wait, you don't want to go solo? You don't want to fly solo for a week?
Solo can be fun for a day, yeah. A show, but you know how that is. You get to the second, third day, and you're like,
I'm tired.
No.
Well, good luck with that, buddy. Good luck with that.
I'm sure you're going to care as you're vacationing with college students in Mexico.
Cabo!
I text Mike Richman. I said, hey, Rich man, you want to co-host with me next week? And he said, I can. I'm super busy. And I said, great. He goes, where's Durko? And I said, Mexico. He goes, does he realize that it's also spring break for college kids? And
yeah,
I go, I don't know if he does or not, but that's kind of what his life is with no children. He goes, I'm jealous and also curious how that's going to go.
Yeah, the fiance's in school, man. This was the only week that we could go, which was unfortunate because it was more expensive to go this week.
I bet it was.
Because everybody knows, especially the airlines, know that it is spring break. Those bastards, and they raise their prices up on you. It's my only option. I do want to start the final hour with this question because it was officially announced today. August 21st, 2020. Bill and Ted Face the Music is going to be released.
So the third Bill and Ted?
Is there any chance this is good? By the way, have you seen Alex Winter recently?
Well, he's a 50-year-old man. I
mean, so is Keanu.
Yeah, Keanu's got more money to make that. Okay. Now, here's my... I come from this from two different angles.
Because Alex is not, you know... He's,
okay, right. Right. There's makeup, though, right?
I know, I have, and this is unfair to him, I have like 1980s Alex Winter in my mind.
Sure.
And then I saw a picture of him in like the video reveal, and it was like, whoa!
Okay, now, I'm going to say one controversial thing, and the other is just my feelings. The first is, I kind of support anything Keanu Reeves does.
Okay.
Now,
okay,
now hold
sure.
on. Hang with me here.
Keanu!
I actually firmly believe Keanu Reeves is one of the better guys that Hollywood's ever had. I'm not telling you he's A-plus actor. He's better than Leo or Pitt or Clooney or anything.
I'm an FBI agent.
In fact, I think his lines in every John Wick movie have gone down.
He has like four of them
and
over 2.5 hours.
And he started at 10. Yeah. Okay? So with that being said, I'm a big Keanu Reeves guy. Now, controversial opinion. I've never found Bill and Ted.
Oh, that's a bit controversial.
That great.
You didn't think the first one was good?
No.
Okay. I that to me is a those are both hot takes supporting him and everything that he does.
I've never shared this opinion on The Fan.
I have a feeling that some older listeners will not be happy with this opinion.
I've always been a little shy of giving this opinion because of certain coworkers.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of Josh Wilcox when I say this. I think this is actually his favorite movie.
Yeah, and I don't remember much about the second one, to be honest with you, which I think tells you everything you need to know about the second Bill and Ted.
Sure.
What was it, like Their Bogus Journey or something like whatever the name of it was.
It wasn't Excellent Adventure, I'll
it
tell
was
you that
not
much.
Excellent Adventure. I do remember Excellent Adventure fondly, though. That's a good movie.
Yeah, last time I watched that was about 10 years ago.
Okay.
Maybe I have to rewatch this. I'm at a different point in my life, but I know this is not a popular opinion.
I'll go ahead and chalk you up in the category, though. Then this will not end well.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I don't like a movie that a lot of people like. That's going to happen from time to time.
Yeah, though. The last one, 1989, was the first one, Excellent Adventure. 1991 was their Bogus Journey. Mm-hmm. So that is how long, what is that, 28 years? It'll be 29 years by the time it comes out.
What's the third one
going
to be?
It is going to be Bill and Ted Face the Music.
Okay. Is it about what? 250-year-old
dudes? We got a plot line? Are we way into the future?
So I was reading. No, I haven't really seen much about them.
Did their band break up and now they're getting back together or something?
Right. No, I haven't seen. It just says that they this has been long in the works, apparently.
Well, remember, we heard about this almost a year
rumored,
ago.
So now they officially said it's coming out in 2020, but nobody knows much about the plot line or anything like that.
So should we do a poll question of which longtime famous movie sequel or trilogy is going to be better than the other, the Top Gun movie or Bill and Ted 3? Where would you place your money?
Top Gun has a much better chance to be better.
Top Gun.
Much better, because it's not a comedy. Like, when you have to go, like, I learned this the hard way. Dumb and Dumber is one of my favorite movies of all time.
And that's exactly what I'm thinking with this third one.
They came out with Dumb and Dumber or whatever it was. And holy.
Dumb and Dumber 2 with T-O-O.
Holy hell.
Yeah, it was a nightmare.
It's one of the worst movies ever made.
100% agree.
Right? So, like, I think when you're trying to duplicate characters that you were in 1989, when how old was Keanu Reeves in 1989?
A young 20-something.
22, right? He's young.
Yeah.
Well, and obviously, I don't know if the character, they're going to somehow, George Carlin's character, what happens to that?
Right.
Do you go Louis C.K.?
Too soon.
He's kind of making a comeback.
I think they nipped that comeback in the bud.
Well, you said Carlin. I was trying to think of people that kind of looked like him that are funny. And
I don't know about that one.
Okay, but here's the other problem, too. With Dumb and Dumber 2 that I noticed, aside from it just being a god-awful movie with a terrible plot line, it felt like those two actors who are great in their own regard, like Bridges and Carey, it felt like, or Daniels, it's just not Bridges, Jeff Daniels. It felt like both of them forgot how to be the character.
Yeah.
And so they were
so
acting like the character that they had watched instead of being the character that they were.
Right.
And I almost feel like there's no doubt that that's what's going to happen here. Alex Winter is going to try to portray that character and not do a great job, while Keanu also does that.
I now kind of want to delve into something, and I want to throw this out because we now have people texting in things that they go against the grain of not liking.
Okay.
Because somebody said, it's okay, Sprague, it's the same thing for me. I don't like The Office, and I get a lot of backlash when I tell people that, so I know how you feel.
I give you backlash, but again, we all, there's people who just do not like something that a lot of people do, and for whatever reason.
And some people are agreeing with you, and some people are very upset with you on your Bill and Ted hot take.
Hey, I'm not trashing your Bill and Ted. It's not.
You said
everybody.
It's a bad movie.
No.
Bad movie. I think those words came out of your mouth. Check the tape. Bad movie. Movie sucks. Brandon Sprague at Brandon Sprague on
you
Twitter.
You are the worst part. you are the problem with politics. Is you?
Somebody's Brad said, "Shut your mouth, Sprague." I'm very disappointed in you.
I'm
Although
sorry.
There is a 43-year-old that texted in saying, "I couldn't agree more with you. Bill and Ted is ridiculously stupid." Are you a Bill and Ted fan, Swigard? Because you don't like.
You're
never
a
picky movie
guy.
Yeah, you're
it's
picky
not,
movie guy.
It's not one I go back to and like will rewatch over and over and over again, like Caddyshack or Animal House or anything.
Yeah, I can't put it on that level.
No.
Fast Times, Caddyshack,
no.
Animal House. It's not on that level.
There's a couple of lines, but no.
Somebody said, "Thank you for your bravery. I'm also an anti-Bill and Ted guy. It's not an easy life."
Yeah.
We're going to step out of this closet. We're going to do it together.
All right? Shine your light. So keep your like controversial.
Just trash me.
Other than San Dimas High School, that line.
Yeah.
What's there's nothing memorable.
Because we have now people saying.
Except for how hot a stepmom was.
Yeah.
Amen there.
Amen on that. We have back-to-back text. P1 Jesse saying he doesn't like Caddyshack.
Now that's controversial.
That's controversial.
See, it's going to get people angry. And then somebody texted in the Game of Thrones sucks.
Whoa!
Come down here right now.
Now we're fighting.
Let's go. So keep those coming. But yeah, they are officially announcing that. Two side notes. Somebody said that apparently they're doing a new Coming to America. Did I miss this?
Yes, I'd heard the rumblings of this. I don't know if that's confirmed.
Is it going to be Eddie and Arsenio again?
Again, I've only heard rumblings, we can dive into this during the break.
You guys have some homework to do.
We need to research this. And then we'll do a poll question on this. Which one of the, because when did Coming to America come out?
Late 80s?
Late 80s too, right?
Yeah.
And Top Gun was early 90s, I want to say? Or was that in the late
80s
too?
No, that was in the 80s too.
Okay, so we have three 80s movies being reprised now. And we'll
Top Gun
1986
was,
with Top Gun.
Yeah. Okay, so that's probably the first one.
I want to say Coming to America was 87. 88.
And then the first Bill and Ted was 89. And the second one was 1991. Yeah. So which one is going to be the worst? My money probably still on Bill and Ted.
Bill and Ted, yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay. Comedies are just tough to redo.
Well, here's the thing. I think Arsenio and Eddie would also have the same problem.
Exactly.
They're very talented.
Right.
When was the last good Eddie Murphy movie, by the way?
Oh.
I'm not trying to throw him on the bus. I'm just curious.
Dr. Doolittle.
What was the Bowfinger?
I said good.
Bowfinger.
Yeah, it was with Steve Martin. Yeah. 2003, I think that was.
God, that was a long time
He
ago.
Just, he's making
Bowfinger
a movie.
Bowfinger was a good one. I forgot. That was an underrated movie. 1999.
Oh, man. Him with braces.
That only got six and a half.
I mean, that was good enough for me.
You had Steve Martin, you had Heather Graham, you had Christine Baranski.
Yeah, you had hot Heather Graham, Austin Powers 2 Heather Graham.
That's peak Heather Graham in 1999.
Just before Hangover Heather Graham.
Was that right before or right after? That was after Boogie Nights, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, Boogie Nights, yeah.
Roller Girl.
After that.
Yeah. Yeah, 97.
When does Game of Thrones, is it 421? Is it 419?
14. April 14th.
Can you imagine, because I disagree with that listener of not liking Game of Thrones, right? Can you imagine how geeked out you and I are going to be waking up Sunday knowing the first episode of the final season is going to play? And how many other people will have that same mentality and feeling? And that person is just going to wake up and go, I'm going to go mow the lawn. Maybe watch some baseball tonight.
That's Sunday at the Masters, too.
It is. It's Sunday at the Masters. God. I am not leaving my couch that day. Boy. I am going to be the most unproductive human alive.
You're going to be
April
most
14th.
Productive on Saturday because you're not going to want to do squat Sunday.
I'll probably watch the Masters on Saturday too, you know?
You're right.
So
your house is going to suck.
It's not going to be a whole lot of movement that week.
No. Andy, there's flies in our sink.
We'll just throw that out
there. Then you do something about it.
So they're coming out or officially have announced the release date for the Bill and Ted Face the Music. Go look at Alex Winters, by the way. Let me know if I'm wrong on that.
Is Bill and Ted out anywhere streaming?
I'm sure it is. Yeah, search it. I'm sure it's on somewhere. You
it's
can
not
find
on Netflix.
It for free. Maybe HBO or something. April 21st, 2020. There you go. We got some NBA coaching notes to get to. Dirk Nowitzki, tournament talk, all that still to come. But it's time for your favorite segment, Starter Story, next on the
Crunch the Numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Adams, 58% of which are girls. So that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Come on, don't mess.
The Fan.
By the way, a lot of people are texting in their suggestions to fill in next week.
Okay.
And some listeners are requesting the opportunity to do so themselves, saying they will bring the booze, so you can respond to them if you would like.
So I just booze it up and they just let them go?
Yeah, hey, listener rants. Here we go. What do we got today, buddy?
I would tell you the most interesting aspect of doing something like that would be them coming in and going, all right, what are we talking about? And then seeing what they think.
Yeah, what their pecking order of stories is.
What is the board go for them? And if they're like, coming up next, I'm going to tell you why the Premier League needs to be better than the NFL in your household.
Oh.
All right.
The fun part's always, they're usually good for about two or three segments. And they're like, oh, you have 2 more hours of this?
Yeah, it's you got a long time to go here. You're not done yet, man.
Our job's not hard. But there's a lot of days where it's not easy. You know what I mean?
Sure, that's a fair way to put it. It's not a job, but it can be difficult.
Yeah.
Like today.
There is some preparation that is required.
Some work that goes into it.
The way, confirmed, Coming America 2, summer of 2020.
Summer 2020.
It's on. James Earl Jones, John Amos, Arsenio Hall, Eddie Murphy, They're all doing it.
All right. And by the way, all you people bashing Game of Thrones, I will not forget your numbers and you will never be forgived. Okay, what do we got today, Swag?
We have a tournament-themed stat or story. So here we go. Your first number is 3-0. Is it Duke's record in NCAA National Championship games played in Minneapolis?
Oh, God.
Which happens to be where this year's Final Four is.
Aha!
Or was it the vote of the panel of judges for the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals who ruled in favor of a Taylor, Michigan woman, this stemming from a 2017 local traffic stop. She was issued a second speeding ticket by an officer after she flipped him off following the first ticket.
Oh, I saw this. This is 100% a story. Final answer.
You felt very confident in that answer. What the hell? Story.
Okay. Duke is 2-0. They won in 1992 and 2001 in Minneapolis in national championship games. But by a 3-0 vote, this comes to us courtesy of the Detroit News. So in 2007, a Taylor, Michigan officer, Matthew Menard, had initially pulled over Deborah Cruz Gullius. And it issued for a lesser citation. She was not thrilled with the process. And as they were finishing up, she flipped him the bird.
Hey!
In which case, he pulled her back over and wrote her up for a more.
What is that ticket called?
Well, gave her a speeding ticket.
Right, I know that. Yeah.
It didn't say what the first ticket was for.
Giving the cop the middle bird is the disorderly conduct?
No, I thought
you could do that. I've never done it, but I thought you could do that.
So she took him to court, and obviously she was not speeding. But he said, enough of that, so here you go. So she took him, got all the way to the federal appeals court, and they determined that he violated First Amendment rights of freedom of speech, Fourth Amendment rights of undue search and seizure.
I don't know if you guys have any great pullover stories. One of my favorites is a buddy of mine in college he wanted to go to San Francisco for spring break, and he was going to drive. And so, like, the Friday of spring break, he took off and was like, all right, see you guys, we'll see you in a week. And we all headed back up to Portland, and he was driving somewhere where there was nothing going on. There was no other cars on the road. And a cop car, he was driving, he got over to the right lane because a cop car was coming behind him. So the cop car is going 10, 15 miles an hour past him over the speed limit. So once the cop car gets past him, he thinks, well, if he's going that fast, I'm going to drive that fast too because he's breaking the law. It'll be okay.
Lights were not on.
He's just cruising. So he gets back in the left lane and drives at a similar speed as the cop. After about 100 or 200 yards, the cop pulls him, like, stops, gets in the right lane, pulls him over, gives him a speeding ticket. And it was, like, a hefty because they were going, like, 90 or so. It was a hefty speeding ticket. So he was ticked. He didn't really talk back. But after he got the ticket, he then pulled out, started driving away, and he called his parents to let him know, like, I just got a speeding ticket. I don't know what I'm going to do. It's kind of expensive.
He got busted for being on the cell phone.
And the cop gave him a ticket for being on his cell phone while driving. He then turned around and drove back to Portland and spent spring break in Portland.
Well, there goes my San Francisco money.
Yeah, there goes my spring break money. I got nothing here, man.
I've only been pulled over I was one of three cars to get pulled over one time on I-5. That was an interesting experience. He pulled me over and he goes, don't move. I have to go talk to these other two cars first. And then I got pulled over in Corvallis one late night to pick up the now wife from work at 1 a.m. And routine traffic stop turned into me getting arrested, putting on the grass.
Oh.
And six cops circling my car and checking my car.
How much weed did you have in there?
None. The only thing they found.
Driving the Nate Newton mobile there?
No, they found a weight from my weight vest. And he pulled it out and he goes, what's this? And I said, it's a weight for a weight vest, officer. That was the only thing they found in my car. They then said, you are not allowed to drive the rest of the night. Took my car key and left me at 1 a.m.
Just left you on the road.
Yeah.
See you later.
Next number is 37. 37, is it the total number of first round NCAA games won by 12 seeds since the tournament field expanded in 1985? So that's when they got to 64 the first time. Or is it the number of brand new Porsches headed to Brazil that sunk to the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean when the ship carrying them ran aground 150 miles off the coast of France this week?
What? How much money down is that? 37
37, you said?
When did the field... When
1985
did
the, is 1985. When it got to...
That seems too many to me, because you only got four a year.
That's this story.
It happens, but story. 37 seems too much. I'll say story.
It is a story. However, 44 12 seeds have won games since they expanded the field in 1985. Now, this comes to us from the Daily Mail in the UK. So, an Italian merchant vessel ran aground, the Grande America. It's run by an Italian company. They were sailing from Hamburg to Casablanca. And then it sank 150 miles off the southwest coast of France. It hit something, caught on fire. So there was cars from all over Europe, a bunch of Audis, but there were 37 Porsches, including four models of the 911 GT2 RS, which were the last ones of those models ever to be produced at $292,000 a pop.
Oh.
And they called, Porsche called their customers in Brazil and said, even though they had stopped production, they will go back and make those four again for the customers in Brazil.
Can somebody lose a Porsche in my driveway, please?
Can that boat run amok in my driveway?
Yeah. Can you submerge it into my garage?
That'd be awesome.
What's that submarine that Paul Allen owned? I don't know where it is now, but remember he used to go send that crew to dive for a sunken treasure? Would you haul that and try and go
pull a Porsche up?
No, Porsche or an Audi or anything like that.
If you have
that
kind of money to own a submarine, I'd imagine you could just buy a new Porsche.
I have no interest in submarines.
They're out of production. There's no, that's true. They're not going to be made anymore.
That's true.
The exploring of the ocean is cool, and I will watch all of the documentaries on it. You ain't getting me in that thing going down that far down.
Yeah.
I'm
right,
out.
Your last number, 2.875. Is it the average seed number of Final Four teams since the NCAA started seeding the tournament in 1979? Or is it the length in meters of a rare Mola Mola sunfish that was discovered washed ashore near the mouth of the Murray River in South Australia?
Australia.
I'm going to go stat for two reasons.
That sounds like a stat, yeah.
The tournament has been chalk relatively the entire time.
You usually have one team that's higher, but people underestimate how many one seeds get there.
And two, you did two stories. I think we're going stat.
Yeah, that just seems right, though. I mean, you think there's probably one or two one seeds every year, a lot of two seeds. Occasionally, I know there's been a long streak now of seven seeds or somewhere in that range, like making it. I get that. But a majority of them being ones and twos and threes, I will say this is a stat.
It is a stat. 2.875, the average seed number. No, the fish wasn't that big. I just tweeted it out at 1080 the fan. This comes from ABC News. It looks like some Australian news site through ABC. This thing looks prehistoric. It was 1.8 meters, so roughly 6 feet long.
What's it called again?
A Mola Mola, M-O-L-A-M-O-L-A sunfish.
I bet it's tasty.
It's one of the rarest sunfish known for its sheer size and odd body shape.
Oh, God.
Look at that thing. How'd you like to hook one of those, huh?
These exist? How do you?
Yeah.
There's people that dive in and look at them.
This one's actually small.
Dude, that looks like a dinosaur.
Oh, my God, that's terrifying.
So they can, I guess they swim way, way, way down in the depths of the ocean.
Holy cow, these fish.
Did they find out what was wrong with it because it washed ashore? Was it
no,
just dead?
I didn't see anything in the story that indicated why that one washed ashore, but they're known to, quote, sink yachts. They've damaged yachts out there in the open ocean.
What did they do to the yacht?
Swim into it?
They can
bump it.
I don't know if it wreck a propeller or something. I don't know. Who knows?
You ever seen the giant goldfish in the ocean?
No. Is there a big one? What's the average length of a shark? Is that a dumb question?
It depends. You have like little reef sharks that are just 4 or 5 feet. Great whites, I think, are more in the 15 to 20 foot range. Full grown.
Okay, yeah, Google giant goldfish and people find them in lakes and rivers all the time. It'll trip you out. You're like,
just a big ass goldfish.
So you went from the toilet down into that sewer system and ate what?
What did you eat,
and
man?
Ate what?
What did you eat? That's wild. Go check that out at 1080 The Fan. That's a big fish, man.
They say one female can lay something like 3 million eggs, so they're not particularly endangered.
I had a buddy that went steelhead fishing yesterday, and his brother caught just a gloriously huge steelfish, or steelhead, but it was, what was it? It was a native, so he couldn't keep it. But he fought it for like 20 minutes, and he took a picture of it. It was massive, and he couldn't keep it.
Mm.
Had to put it back.
That's a bummer.
I know.
After all that work. There you go. Statter Story every Wednesday at 2:15. Let's get to, let's pay homage to Dirk Nowitzki, shall we? This better be his last game at Portland. I'll say that.
He's teasing it.
And this better be. Also, a couple of NBA coaching notes. Which guy do we trust less? We'll get to those next. Who do we trust more, I guess, or less in this category? We have two NBA coaching rumors out there. Have you seen the ones about Bill Self becoming the coach of the Bulls?
Yeah, that's long been the rumor that he is going to jettison out of Lawrence because of the investigation stuff, and he's going to be the next Pete Carroll of college sports.
He said, I don't know where these are coming from. I'm not going anywhere. The other one is Doc Rivers has been connected to the Lakers as of late.
I don't buy that, and I didn't buy it before he had happening. The comments. Yeah.
Yeah, he said, I'm not going anywhere. So I take it you trust him more than you trust Bill Self?
Yes.
100%.
Yes.
You mean the guy who lied and cheated his way to win at Kansas and is under investigation? I'll trust him, yeah, a little less than the guy in the NBA. What has Doc done to make me not trust him versus Bill Self?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't think he's done anything that's untrustworthy.
I mean, Ben Golliver wrote a really good piece. If you like basketball, he wrote a great piece about Doc this morning about Doc kind of coming to grips with what reality was. He was a president and coach. It wasn't working well. Him and Ballmer had a long talk, and Jerry West is now kind of running the ship there a little bit, and Doc's focusing on coaching. And you know what? If Mike Budenholzer wasn't having such a great year in Milwaukee,
he would be up for some of those votes.
Well, they lost their best players. They then traded their next best player in Tobias Harris, and they're still going to get a playoff spot. It's been unbelievable the job he has done in the Clippers, and I'll give him credit because just a couple years ago, we questioned him as a coach. I know I'm one of them before the Celtic trade. How great is he really? And then the Clippers came about, and obviously you kind of question it, but he's proven himself a very good coach.
Yeah, and don't look now. They're only two games behind Portland. Do people realize that? I think they're the eighth seed. Maybe it's 2.5, but I was just looking at it last night.
Yeah, the difference between where Portland is and the eighth seed is right back where it was a couple years ago. It's two games.
Just to like last year, like you could go on a 2 or 3 game losing streak and they win 2 or 3 and you could sink like a stone.
They're the eighth seed. They are 7 games back. Portland's 5 game back.
So they're 2 back.
So it's 2 back.
They're 2 back of Portland
so
right
Portland
now.
Portland loses 3 in a row. They could be right smack in the 8 seed.
And depends on what everybody else obviously behind them does. So there's a couple of coaching notes. Both guys say they're not going anywhere. We'll believe it with Bill Self when we see it. Dirk Nowitzki is in town tonight, and I hope this is his last game, even though he's floated out the notion that maybe this won't be his last year. He is averaging 6 points per game this year. At times, it's really difficult to watch, but you still want to appreciate him because of what he means. When I say Dirk Nowitzki, what do people think of?
Greatness.
Best European player ever in the NBA or ever, period?
Certainly the longest career. Would you put Sabas in this category?
Tough part is he didn't come over till later.
I know. I would say Dirk had the best career in the NBA, but when you say best European or...
Yeah.
But to that, he's not going to ever get the credit he deserves for what he did for the NBA. And I think he is kind of one of those Steph Curry types where when he got to the league and he was drafted by Dallas and then he started getting some run, I think a lot of big guys out there who were coordinated, who were skilled, and who were also playing basketball somewhere in the country or the world were forced to go play the block because they're 6'7" when everybody else is 5'11". I think he kind of opened up a different world. I mean, you're talking about one of the best shooters in NBA history as a 7'7" guy, and watching him play basketball was always fun. Those rivalry games against the Spurs and all those playoff matchups. Unfortunately, he was on the short end of the stick the year he won the MVP, and they were the 1 seed and lost to Golden State as the 8 seed. But even as much as I like LeBron James, for example, I am so glad he got that championship because that's a guy's career that he was always going to get knocked down a peg without one, and he needed one to really cement himself to a certain degree within NBA circles. And that was really important to what his career was. He was awesome in that series. He's been awesome his entire career. It's going to be a real shame to lose him because he really was a generational type talent that really, when you break it down, the league had not seen. We had not seen a guy do what he was doing.
No, we really hadn't.
And I think he opened the world for a lot of big men who didn't relate to the back to the basket post-up style of basketball.
It's amazing how long he's held up too as a 7-footer coming into the league in 1998. This likely will be his last year. He's dropped a couple of hints saying maybe not, maybe he wants to stick around for another year. He's not having a good season, as you would imagine for a guy of his age. He's 40 years old. He's been around a long time. Only 6 points per game, but he is in town tonight, and we'll get more into that game as Dallas and Portland. We just mentioned it's a big one. All these games are big for Portland because this is one you circle as winnable, and you don't want to let it slip through your fingers considering how tight that race in the West is. We got to update the poll questions, and we'll get you all set for tomorrow, the official beginning of March Madness. We'll get to all that next on The Fan. Hey, a reminder, tomorrow we will be out at the Independent Sports Bar watching the tournament games and broadcasting live. We will be out there. Obviously, our show noon to 3. Isaac and Suk will be on after us all the way until 7 o'clock. We'll be out there before our show, so come say hello. Grab a Bloody Mary in the morning if you want. Game started like 9 a.m.
Get your scared candy asses down in the Independent. Stop trying to act like you're going to watch that game in your cube.
And maybe you can convince Brandon Sprague to let you co-host next week. Just maybe, but you got to be there in person. So it's going to be fun. Stop by, say hello. And do not forget, as I just filled out my picks, 1080thefan.com.
Yeah.
You got to insert your bracket there. You got a chance to win a prize package from Encore Audio Video that is valued at about $2,500, north of $2,500. Including a nice big shining TV. So it's a whole bunch of good stuff. And Sprague has already claimed he's going to win, so you can try and prove him wrong.
Well, I can't win.
But you can still finish number one.
That's the dumb part with our legal team is they don't allow us to actually win. Why are we participating in a contest if we can't actually win it?
Why can't I get this TV?
Who plays anything to not actually win?
What does Herm Edwards tell us?
You play to win the game.
You play to win the game.
I'm not sitting here trying to be like, oh, I beat six other people that I work with. No, you're trying to win and beat everybody that plays.
So go sign up, 1080thefan.com. Fill out your bracket. You can be like Swigard and wait till tomorrow morning, or you can be like me and get it in now. I did see this came across the wire that Syracuse point guard is suspended for the opening game.
And his name is?
I don't know, but it's a violation of team rules. Dun, dun, dun. They're in the 8-9 matchup in the Gonzaga Regional.
I let somebody dictate one of my picks. I saw one of the college basketball writers tweet like a matchup advantage.
Uh-huh.
And they go, give me, who was it? I can't, it might have been one of those random irrelevant games, but they were like, give me them plus the 4. And I was like,
right,
I'm going to pick them.
I'm going to take
Let's
that pick.
Let's go.
I took Michigan State to win it all, and I've watched all of like 27 minutes of Michigan State basketball this year, so I'm feeling great.
Dude, that's going to go really well for you.
It's going to go awesome. I got a good feeling about this.
You still have the same final as me?
I do. I have Michigan State UNC.
Who's your final four?
My final four.
My bracket, by the way, with Gonzaga, that region is insane. I have Florida State in my final four.
Really?
Yep.
I just realized I have all top seeds, kind of. I have Michigan State, Gonzaga, and Tennessee, UNC. That's my final four.
Yeah, I got UVA, North Carolina, Michigan State, and Florida State.
I do have Iowa State, Buffalo, and Oregon in my Elite Eight, though.
Ask me Florida State's leading scorer.
That guy. Who's Florida State's leading scorer?
One of the players that plays for Florida State.
He's a stud, baby. He's a stud. Watched a lot of Seminole basketball this year. I'm all ready.
Did you see Francesa, by the way, interview Tim Kluse from Iona?
No.
So I guess Francesa does kind of what we do. He interviews some of the mid-major coaches.
Wow.
And he brings the coach on. And Iona's been a pretty good mid-major program. They're consistently in. And they're facing North Carolina. And he brings the coach on and he goes, you know, quite frankly, worst possible matchup you could have drawn. I mean, you guys couldn't have a worse matchup than playing North Carolina. And the coach just goes, you're not wrong, Mike.
Yeah. It's a good point, Mike.
He tells him he's going to lose. He also doesn't think 16 seeds have ever lost.
Yeah, he said that. I saw that. He said 2 or 3 days ago that a 16 has never beaten a 1. So these play-in games of 16 seeds don't really matter because they've never won. forgetting that it obviously happened last year. UMBC had a funny thing. They quote tweeted it and said, well, technically he was retired when we won, so he wouldn't have known. I thought that was a pretty good troll job there. We were talking about Dirk Nowitzki going into the break and asking just kind of his thoughts on Dirk Nowitzki. A couple people texted him. Somebody said he's the new Detlef Schrempf. I enjoyed that. Somebody said, is Dirk the most underappreciated player of all time?
No, you can't go most underappreciated, but he's in the category, no doubt. We're not, I just don't know how many people are really going to talk about him when you talk about the greats. Like when we're old and people older than us are even older, we're going to be the only ones bringing up Dirk.
Yeah, you don't remember that 7-foot white guy from Germany? He was wet all over the floor.
It's like the guys who, this is an unfair comparison, but people who try to tell you Kendall Gill was better than he was.
Yeah.
You can get random people from their generation that'll bring up players that other people don't. Dirk, obviously substantially better, but I don't think people will bring him up as much as they probably should. He was a once-in-a-generation guy.
Well, taking a look at your playoff matchup scenarios here tonight, OKC is at home against Toronto. That game's on ESPN, so not a gimme for the Thunder. They are 4.5-point favorites. Russell Westbrook's back in the lineup.
Well, they've struggled, too.
They have. San Antonio, who is now on your heels, they're at home against Miami with how good they are at home they've been playing. You think that's a win. Houston is on the road at Memphis. You would probably chalk that up as a win. And Utah is on the road against New York. That is likely a win. So pressure on Portland. They are 10-point favorites tonight. Do they cover?
I will take the Mavs plus the 10.
You take the Mavs plus the 10? I'll go with Dallas plus the 10, too.
A lot of points.
I do think Portland gets the win, though. Quick look at the poll questions. What do we got here? Who do you blame for Mike Trout not being more recognizable? 58% of you said Major League Baseball. We asked, which number one seed is least likely to win the title? 45% said Virginia. 43% said Gonzaga. So no trust there for the Zags. Or for Virginia. There you go. Hey, tomorrow out at the Independent Sports Bar and Grill, stop by, say hello, play hooky from work, hang out with us. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll be broadcasting live. Noon to 3, we'll be out there before the show starts. Isaac and Suk, of course, will be on after us from 3 to 7. So stop by the Independent tomorrow. Don't forget, get your brackets in, 1080thefan.com. Play along for a chance for an awesome prize and bragging rights against these two idiots that talk to you every day. For 3 hours. Thanks for being a part of our Wednesday. Enjoy the sunshine. We will talk to you tomorrow at noon. Number one is next. You're listening to 1080 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.